With what you need to know in the news on Thursday, May 26, 2022, I'm Vin Abenue. Following the school shooting massacre in Texas, the worst since the horrific Sandy Hook killing spree 10 years ago, Governor Phil Murphy is now calling for all New Jersey gun bills, pro and anti, to be voted on as soon as possible.
The governor says he wants a stalled package of gun safety bills, along with measures put forth by some GOP lawmakers that would loosen tough gun laws already in place, to be put up for a vote so everyone can see who supports the gun lobby.
Let the people of New Jersey see who votes yes to legalizing hollow point cop killer bullets, as Assembly Minority Leader John DeMeo wants.
When Senate President Nick Scutari and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin were asked if they would post all of the gun bills, they refused to answer the question. I'm David Matthau.
Jennifer Gonzalez of the New Jersey chapter of Moms Demand Action is speaking out after the shooting spree at a Texas elementary school that claimed the lives of 19 children. She says she's working overtime to promote gun safety laws.
Because I don't want to see my children or yours grow up with the constant fear of gun violence.
Gonzalez says firearms are now the leading cause of death of kids and teens in the U.S., and we do not have to continue to tolerate this shocking fact. How should adults in New Jersey talk to kids about the Texas school shooting? A Rutgers psychologist is weighing in, saying the conversation may be tough to approach on both ends, but any conversation is worth having.
Rutgers Behavioral Healthcare Chief Psychologist Stephanie Marcello says, short of acting on natural thoughts of revenge, which should never be done, there is no right or wrong way for a child to express how they feel, and openness and trust displayed by parents, guardians, caregivers, and school staff will encourage them.
Really, no judgment for whatever's happening with you, even if you don't understand it. And we may not always understand why we're feeling certain things. And that's completely normal.
Reactions manifest differently depending on age, Marcello says. In a younger child, it could be trouble sleeping or a nightmare. Older kids may be ready for a discussion about political causes and implications. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
Erosion on some Jersey Shore beaches following a recent storm or storms will keep some of them from being ready for Memorial Day weekend, but most are ready to go. North Wildwood, Bayhead, and the Yortley Beach section of Toms River are among spots where some of the beaches will not be open in time as beach replenishment work is done. Other erosion took place to varying degrees in Ocean City, Avalon, Harvey Cedars, Brigantine, and Upper Township. As summer kicks off, there is concern there won't be enough lifeguards to staff New Jersey beaches, mainly because kids can earn more money someplace else. Starting salary for Asbury Park lifeguards is in line with the state's minimum wage of $14. But still, beach safety supervisor Joe Bongiovanni says he's okay with staffing.
With the amount of people that we have, I have a lot of people that are doing the same type of a thing. They work a few days a week. So we're filling in those jobs with people along those lines. We probably won't have as many lifeguards, but some of the guys that work, you know, 1 or 2 days last year will be working 3 or 4 days this year.
KMA Beach Patrol Captain Marty Franco says last year he only had 23 new lifeguards, partly because the pay was not up to par with other beaches. He expects a lifeguard shortage this summer, too. With people feeling more comfortable taking distant vacations, demand for rentals at the Jersey Shore hasn't been as insane this year compared to 2020 and 2021. Agencies say even though the unofficial start to summer is already here, there's still a good amount of availability for the next few months.
Lisa Musera with Oceanside Realty in Long Beach Island says this time last year, she would have told people don't even bother searching for a rental, but this year there's still some availability, even during July and August.
If people are willing to come in June or in September, we're having a lot of availability in those time periods.
Joseph Ciroli with Island Realty in North Wildwood says since winter, they've seen a lot of cancellations of weekly rentals, plus they have new inventory coming on the market.
Homeowners are actually pricing their properties accordingly. They're realizing people are feeling the pinch and they're putting realistic numbers on their rentals.
I'm Dino Flamia.
Price increases for gas have taken a pause for now. We've been holding at around $4.70 a gallon for a week now. Mercer, Somerset, Essex, and Cape May counties are still averaging about $4.80 a gallon for regular, though. A month ago, we were paying $4.11. Last Memorial Day, it was about $3 a gallon. I'm Vin Abenue on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.